Right now, all the talk lately and locally has been about the vaccines for the coronavirus. And our federal MP, Lisa Chesters, joins us this morning on the show. Lisa, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well indeed, thanks.
Lisa, I think I saw a picture of you getting the vaccine. Have you been down that staircase to vaccine fame?
I have got the vaccine, but not the COVID-19 vaccine. Being pregnant, the recommendation is that we don't get the vaccine yet. And also, I'm in the category that doesn't qualify until well after August. The vaccine that I got was actually the flu vaccine, which is available right now. And local community pharmacists at Strathdale enticed me to come along to get vaccinated to encourage others to do the same. A little bit of misinformation out there. People think that they can't get the flu vaccine until they've got the coronavirus vaccine. That's actually not true. You can get the flu vaccine first, and really hoping that people do.
Yeah. The flu sort of, it's almost been forgotten over the, and understandably so, but over the last sort of 12 months.
That's right. And whilst it's not as deadly as COVID-19, as we've seen, it does cause complications. And it's also one of those vaccines for pregnant women where we actually pass the antibodies on to our little ones. So it's the vaccine that there's a demographic that's been like, but we really want to know what's happening with the flu vax. And relieved that it's come in time for my little one and hopefully for many others. The flu vaccine is also something that everyone can get access to right now. So if you're working in hospitality, if you're working with children or with older people, if you're working in retail, you can get your flu vaccine to make sure that you one, don't catch it, but two, don't pass it on to someone who might be immune compromised or might be waiting for their COVID-19 vaccine.
It's quite interesting to see that with all of what we've had going on with COVID-19, that the flu virus hasn't been as widespread in the past year or so, isn't it?
Yeah, it did drop last year, but there's no guarantee this year because restrictions are easing. It's the same with a few other respiratory illnesses. There's been a bit of a spike in some of them as we've sort of, you know, as people aren't wearing masks as much as social distancing is starting to ease. We are starting to see spikes again. You know, a friend of mine, their little one was 6 weeks old and hospitalised with a respiratory infection. And they said, look, we're going through a spike with them because we were all really good during the peak of the pandemic. But then as restrictions started to ease, colds and flus and are starting to spread a bit more. So it's one to be vigilant about. You'd hate to be the one to catch it and pass it on to someone who doesn't have a strong immune system and then gets really sick from it.
Mm. Something that was sort of pushed out of the way a bit by COVID was the famous sports rules scandal. But I saw that reared its head again this week in the shape of the Kyneton Football Club.
Yes, so the Senate inquiry into the scandal was handed down its recommendations. And I strongly encourage the government to adopt the recommendations. Basically, it found that the minister intervened in an independent, impartial government department decision and recommended that the government fund the projects that would have received the money if it hadn't had that level of intervention. So for Kyneton, that's about $500,000 to resurface their pitch, to fix the draining. Anyone who's played at Kyneton in winter knows it's a bog once it starts to rain. So it's a project that would benefit more than just the Kyneton Soccer Club. It's also a chance for the Prime Minister and for the government to correct a wrong. If you hadn't have intervened, these clubs would have received this funding in a fair way. Do the right thing in the upcoming budget. The budget's in May, it's in a couple of months' time. You know, these clubs deserve it and they should receive the funding.
Yeah. Hey, Lisa, before you leave us, gee, it must be close to having to get your personal profile changed to mother of two, or indeed mother of three, if you want to include Matt in it as well. So.
Oh, look, Matt is doing such a great job. being a super dad, the bag is packed and ready to go. So it's that sort of past that 36-week mark where it's like baby will come anytime. You just have to wait for baby. So we are sort of on alert. And Daisy's worked out something's going on. She's talking to my stomach a lot.
Fantastic. Oh, look, it's very exciting. We wish you all the best with it, and thanks very much for talking to us this morning, Lisa.
Good to catch up, and hoping we get through Easter and the little one comes after Easter, but yeah. We'll see. It could be a very good Friday.
Yeah, it could be, that's for sure. Lisa Chester's joining us, our Federal MP. It's the Wake Up Call, Gold Centre Victoria.